Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Yes, I'm a mess with an S on my
chest, got stress filling up my head. My name is Nigel. Hammer's here. Matt Bear, the traffic beast, live in studio with us after the show tonight. Will you be watching the remnants of the Pacer game? Are you a Pacer fan, or do you just maybe kind of like the tone, the atmosphere that the Pacers bring to downtown Indianapolis as a downtown resident yourself?
Oh, I'll watch the whole thing. We'll have it on back in the traffic center, and, you know, I'll be able to catch bits and pieces of
Thank you for ignoring our show for about 90 minutes to watch the Pacer game, Matt.
Hey, no problem, dude.
And I'm not salty at all that we have to be in studio when the game's on.
It is an awesome atmosphere. I mean, when I was coming in a few minutes ago, there were people everywhere and happy people. So, yeah, lots of pedestrian traffic, and if we can watch out for that, that'd be cool. But it's a good time, man. I absolutely love this time of year with May coming up and Pacers and Racers. Hopefully we can get some.
Hopefully.
Going. Yes.
Yeah, it's a good vibe downtown, except for those coming off the highway of 70. Like, because I come from the southwest side and I jump on 70 to come to work. And I normally get off on the Meridian Street, Illinois exit. So I do that. And I'm driving down Illinois Street, ready to pull into our parking garage. But it's blocked. It's closed. All of Illinois Street is closed on the weekend where PopCon starts. Big time Pacers playoff games are going underway. Now, mind you, all week long, not a damn thing was happening. But night where game three of the playoffs and PopCon arrive, we got to shut the street down for construction of the government funded hotel.
You know, it's funny. It's not funny at all, but it's funny. How these street closures just kind of pop up out of nowhere. I mean, I was coming down Penn to the circle from 16th, and all of a sudden we lost two lanes and nobody knew what to do. I mean, I could see the arrow for six blocks. Nobody else could. I got in a proper lane, and next thing you know, we're all trying to squeeze into the same lane at the last time, and nobody got hit, so that was kind of nice. But yeah, it's frustrating, and it's going to get worse because construction season is just now ramping up,
and it's going to be this way at least on Illinois Street downtown for a couple weeks minimum. So if you're coming downtown, like, the weather's supposed to be a little warmer this weekend. Pacers got playoff games tonight and Sunday. You know, PopCon's going on. All these restaurants. I mean, Illinois Street's a big deal. There's parking garages in Illinois, and now people got to, you know, play Tetris to maneuver around downtown.
And that's exactly what I feel so bad for my vape shop right now. They have road construction right next to them, and they actually have to put up a sign that says, "Yes, we're open." And I'm like, "How do you sell? How do you sell?"
Let's do a GoFundMe for a vape shop.
I think that's a great idea.
Hey, well, you joined us earlier this week to talk about ramp metering. This is the thing that's happening predominantly on, like, the southeast side, where you can't just merge onto the highway now. You come up to this light and you might have to stop and wait for your turn to drop the hammer and merge into the flow of traffic. You told us you were going to have a conversation with the movers and shakers. How did that go?
It went well. Listen, these are people too. And it's funny, the person I was talking to from MnDOT East has to go through all this every single day on her commute coming in from Greenfield. So we were kind of chatting about that. And the ramp metering is very much on. And it's going to start on Monday, at least the testing warning phase, when you approach some of this interstate from these ramps, like Emerson Avenue, the on-ramp Emerson to 465, both directions, and Southeastern and Washington and Brookville Road, for a matter of fact, you're going to have a flashing yellow light, and you're going to be like, what the hell do I do? Well, just keep going. Just merge safely like you normally do, and then the week from Monday on May 6th, that's when you're going to see the red light, which means stop, green light means go, yellow light again, just caution. Just
now, it's
go.
That red light that people are like, wait a minute, I'm supposed to stop right on the ramp before I get into the flow of traffic?
It is so counterintuitive, I know, because what I'm thinking on is when I'm getting onto 465, I'm like, I just want to get on this interstate alive. That's what I'm thinking when I get on 465 and now there's a red light. I think this is going to be a good thing. And the people I talk to in other markets where they deal with ramp metering, they say, yeah, it's something to get used to, but once it's there, you hardly notice it. And they kind of like it in the fact that it does make merging easier onto the interstate.
Okay.
And with this awful piece of road, this 52.7 mile stretch that nobody put any thought into when they first constructed constructed it. Yeah, a little help. I'm going to welcome it. And hey, if I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to tell you. Absolutely.
We were talking off air. How's your love life, Matt?
It's good. You know,
no, it's not. Yeah, it's Stop lying to our listeners, Matt.
Hey, I haven't been dumped in a long time.
Are you in a relationship?
Yeah. No, not a relationship.
Okay.
Well, somebody waved at me at the gym today, and I go, were they waving at you or were they waving you away?
Matt was just staring at them eating a corn dog like Billy Bob Thornton was in Bad Santa.
I was licking my fingers, okay?
Make a heart shape and say, I'm glad you're here?
I did. I absolutely did. And I don't care if she's waving me off. A wave is a wave. That's all I know.
She had a restraining order in the other hand.
I want to be married by the end of the year. I really do.
End of the year?
Quite a goal.
I'd like to be married by the end of the
year.
Good Lord. In some way, shape, or form. I need to
Can we just settle for a date?
No. I mean, listen, we can go on a date, but I'm going to tell her on that first date I am ready to marry you.
Because that's what chicks are looking for.
They want to get married.
That'll be your last date, unfortunately.
they want to be a guy's, what is it, last romance, first? I don't know.
Over here just looking like she saw a ghost.
I want to be married. I want to split my bills and split my debt.
How about if we find someone insanely hot for you, Matt, and you just go on a few dates and see what happens?
No kidding.
I mean, we're talking nines and tens, like just insanely hot. You deserve it.
I'm all for it. I really am. But I am going to say on that first date, this is going to lead to matrimony. Do you understand? We are going to.
And you realize that the rest of the date is going to be just yourself sitting at the table.
Hey, if she can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen. That's what I say. I'd like to be married by the end of the year. I really would.
Well, best of luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a tall task, but if you'd like to hit on Matt Bear, if you'd like to slide some nudes into his inbox or whatever your way of getting his attention is, where can they go, Matt?
They can go to Matt in Traffic on Twitter, at Matt in Traffic, and I'm still interested in Lauren Boebert, very much so. So if she's listening right now, as I grab this
shoot your shot, Matt.
Hand,
We're not mad at you. Shoot that shot.
Listen, you're through your first divorce, and that means that's really good for me. But
dude, divorce chicks, right out of a divorce, they're down to clown.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I can be the rebound.
Fish in a barrel.
For Lauren Boebert, I would be the rebound. That's okay. But anybody else, let's just get married. Let's get it done.
30 seconds. Tell us about the podcast.
The podcast is awesome. We just did an episode on health and fitness, and you can hear that at @sobriety_pod. That's where our Twitter and Instagram is. You can also find us on Apple and Spotify and any other podcast links. It's some really tough work as far as emotionality goes, but we are blessed to be able to do it. And I really think we can help somebody with this podcast. It's great. Well, it's supporting sobriety. I'm a recovering alcoholic. My partner, Ryan Hedrick, our morning anchor, is a recovering addict, and we're trying to give support to the people beyond the people that helped us.
Soon to be married, Matt Bear. Matt, thank you.
God bless, guys.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.